You're listening to RadioActiveInternational.org. With elbows on the table, I covered my face with my palms. Inside that darkness, I saw rain falling on the sea. Rain softly falling on a vast sea, with no one there to see it.
Thank you. Ordo ab Chao, order out of chaos. And the idea is that with the influence of powerful forces behind the scene, you can bring order out of the chaos that we see. We know, for instance, that much
order
of the
underneath even chaos, as if the finger of God in order and disorder is always there somehow.
He has nothing to support this. You're so full of it.
Aliens.
You're affecting society? How? Chaos happens. There's too many people here.
Gotta run nowhere to turn. Head over eye. Feeling dead more than alive. Give her something to
thank you.
Amen. Yeah, when I come to think about it, my old granddad, old Jimmy Copper, was a lucky man. Because he worked in a place he really liked to be in, up on those old chalk downs. There's one spot in the valley just near here, Saltdean Valley, where he liked to be so much when he was up there working, he used to sit on a boundary stone and eat his lunch where he could look down through the valley to the sea. Was his favourite spot. Yeah, he liked it so much that he asked Dad if after he died he'd sprinkle his ashes up there. And that's what Dad did. And I've been up there with him many times to visit the place. You have to have a good imagination now to imagine it like it was when Jim was young, though. In fact, when he made a recording for the BBC back in 1951, he put it quite graphically. He said, "I still do like to walk up on those old hills where I was a shepherd boy, but they've changed today. They're all different now," he said. "You might see a boy today on a tractor with his jam and his Spam sandwich." He said, "When I was a young man, we had to walk 10 miles behind the plough to plough an acre. And then we'd get home and have a good old ham bone and a bit of pork." "Yes," he said, "that's changed a lot today. When we was up there, you used to look down and all you'd see was that sheep crop turf and the lovely curl of the downs, those lovely curling contours as it goes down to the sea. Reminded you of a female body. There was a grace and a beauty in these chalk hills round here in them days. But now you look down there and all you see is houses, houses, houses."
houses, houses, on the land that we used to play.
Houses, houses, houses. That makes me prostrate with dismal, he said. Yes, there's only one thing he thought had come down from the old days unchanged, and that was our old songs. Would have been delighted that these young musicians had taken an interest in the material. He really would. He'd love to share the stuff with everyone. That's what they're for, to be enjoyed. Those chaps that carried on these songs through the thin years when no one wanted to hear them. Old Jimmy Copper and his father, and indeed my dad, Bob. They're the people who deserve the credit for these songs.
Thank you. Music creates order out of chaos. For rhythm imposes unanimity upon the divergent, melody imposes continuity upon the disjointed, and harmony imposes compatibility upon the incongruous.